Hello, my friends and fellow animal lovers. Welcome to the Story of My Pet podcast. I am Julie Marty Pearson, your host, proud fur mom, pet lover, and all-around animal advocate. I'm so happy to have you here to listen to the incredible pet stories that I have collected from around the world. I hope you enjoy this episode, and I can't wait to share this pet story with you. So Rebecca came to me knowing I have a pet pod. And for me, I've learned so much doing this podcast. And one of the things I've learned is so many animals end up in shelters because people have passed away or people have gotten sick, gone into hospital or assisted living, and they didn't have a plan in place to take care of their pets. So this was something Rebecca thought, hey, I could talk a little bit about this. First of all, have you always been a pet person?
No.
And that's okay. We accept all here.
I am being very honest. No. We had pets when I was growing up. All the dogs that we've ever owned with me and my husband, only one of them was mine.
And was that yours in terms of you decided to get a pet, or was that someone got you a pet?
It was mine. I chose a little miniature pincher. I chose a min pin. I picked it out. I bought it. I brought it home. And she was mine. She was my pet. I was her person, because any pet owner knows what that means.
Yes.
I was her person. And that's the only pet that I can say that I've ever had in my entire life that was mine. And honestly, if I could choose a pet now that I wanted, I think I would be a cat person and not a dog person.
I love how your voice got quiet. I hope no one's really hearing me say that. I think I'd be a cat person. I can say that I totally understand because I grew up with only dogs, loved dogs, obsessed with dogs, loved Lady and the Tramp and 101 Dalmatians, all those things. I was always that girl. Then as an adult, one of my friends had gotten cats and I'm like, ooh, okay. So I got a kitten and I'm like, I actually think I'm a cat person. They like to sleep and take naps and have treats. It's my people.
Cats are so independent. I think that's why I love cats. Dogs are very needy and I'm not a needy person and I don't necessarily like very needy people.
One thing we always say on this podcast and pet people, whoever you are and whatever pet you love, that right pets find you because we all have different needs and wants. I've had cats that have been on the more needy side. I've had other cats that are like, I will come see you when I'm hungry. Otherwise, leave me alone. You know, they have personalities. But your husband always had dogs. Was he a Yes. big dog person?
Oh my God. He was a huge dog person. He loved dogs. I've seen pictures of him as a young adult, and I think all throughout his life, I could go through all of his pictures and pull out all the dogs that he's ever owned. And he has always had a dog. Always.
I'm one of the people that I don't know how you could not have a pet, so I get that. But, you know, everybody does what's right for them. So when your husband passed away, you were left with his dogs.
Yes. We actually had three dogs. One dog I left in Kentucky. Two of the dogs were already here in North Carolina because we were in the process of moving from Kentucky back home to North Carolina. So two were already here. One was in Kentucky and she was still a puppy and, well, not really a puppy. I don't know, maybe 6 months. She was less than
That's a
year
puppy.
Old.
Yeah, anything less than a year is a puppy.
Okay. She was less than a year old. She wasn't trained very well, and she was extremely hyper, and I could not control her. Sorry. You're
she
hearing
needed
my
a
dogs
lot of work.
Oh, bark in the background. You didn't?
Oh, okay. Trust me. We've heard a lot of that on this podcast.
Okay. It's a pet podcast. My dog yes. is barking in the background, and I don't know why.
As always. Our pets like to interrupt and say hi when we're recording.
The blind was open, so maybe he saw something.
You know, what you're saying about a puppy is totally understandable. Sometimes, you know, puppies are a lot of work, a lot of training, a lot of energy. And unfortunately, that's why a lot of dogs sometimes get returned to rescues and shelters, because people don't realize the amount of time and work you have to put in when you have a puppy.
Yeah. So luckily, one of his friends came by the house and took the dog with him. And he had her for the entire time that we were there playing in the funeral and going through it. And 2 weeks went by and I was like, do you want her? And he's, I would love to have her. And I'm like, okay, you can have her. I'm like, do you want the papers and everything? I can't keep her. I can't take her. I had two dogs at home. And so I left her there. And at home, we had two dogs. We had Vegas, which is an old English bulldog. Tom got Vegas. We got him from Vegas. Las Vegas.
There you go.
We got Vegas from Vegas. And Tom tried to disguise this cute puppy as a birthday present to me. It was not a birthday present to me. I did not want a dog. But that was his sneaky way of trying to get a dog. And then he takes me to see all these little puppies, these sweet, beautiful little old English bulldog puppies. And here's the funny thing. He went specifically for this one puppy that he saw. This is how I know it was not a birthday present for me. We went specifically to see one puppy out of the litter that he liked. That puppy did not like us at all. It wouldn't stay in our arms. It kicked. It did everything to get out. The puppy wouldn't come near us. But Vegas? My man Vegas? He was up on the side of the box like, hey, look at me. I'm cute. Don't you want to pet me? I picked him up. That dog did not leave my lap. He was all over me. He was licking me. He was giving me these kisses. And I kept telling my husband, I said, Tom, that dog does not like you. And he goes, this is the dog we're getting. And I'm like, I thought it was my birthday present. I thought we was here to get me a dog for my birthday. And then finally he gave in because he realized that none of them other dogs wanted anything to do with us. But Vegas, he chose us. We brought Vegas home, and he's a really good dog. Very needy, but other than that, he's extremely smart and very well trained. You can't really ask for a better dog, and everybody loves him.
Those are the now best the, dogs.
Yes. Now, the other dog, Caroline. Her name is supposed to be Carolina because she's from North Carolina. But Carolina is too many syllables when you're trying to train.
Yell at the dog.
I wasn't going to say yell at the dog, but you're
we
right.
Know. We get it.
So Carolina was too many syllables, so we call her Caroline. She is our discount puppy. And this is how my husband's obsessions with dogs are in his long line of dogs. So he was a dog man, brother was a dog man, and you know, their dog of choice was pit bulls, right? They're pit bull men. And
you know, the funny thing about that is you think, oh yeah, they want the tough, they want the pit bulls are the biggest babies. And pit bulls I've known are just love bugs.
They are. They just look vicious. So apparently, some years back, my husband had this dog. He gave the dog to my brother. And my brother said, whenever I breed him and have puppies, I will give you a puppy. So this went on for years, back and forth, no puppy. So finally, my brother has some puppies. And then I'm here visiting. And Tom says, go get me a puppy. And I'm like,
excuse me?
He said, go get me a puppy. And so me and my son go over to my brother's house and we go outside and there's only 4 puppies left out of this litter. And my brother picks up this puppy and the puppy's leg looks broken. It's got popsicle sticks around it with some tape. And I'm like, what?
Oh, no.
He said, here's your puppy. And I said, what's wrong with it? Puppy. It's his leg broke. He said, no, it's not broke. He just got it caught in the fence and he was limping on it. So I just put some
popsicle.
He said, you might want to take it to the vet. And I was like, I said, Donnie, I don't want this puppy. He said, do you want me to tell Tom I sold it to someone else? And I said, I know, because he'll get mad. And my son is looking at me. He said, Mom, you got to take that puppy. That puppy needs to go to the doctor.
Yeah.
So I felt so bad for this puppy. I take the puppy home. I get to my mom's house. We give it a bath and everything. And so she's taking the little popsicle sticks off of it. She goes, I don't think there's anything wrong with this puppy's leg. So the puppy's walking around. It's limping a little. How about my brother bandaged up the wrong leg?
Oh, I know he pulled one of these. I'll just put popsicle stick on this.
Yeah. So here I am with this broke-ass puppy.
Even animals with disabilities are amazing. But I can just picture this poor little puppy with the popsicle stick.
And I have a 9-hour drive to Kentucky. So now I have a 9-hour drive to Kentucky with a puppy. And how many times do I have to stop for this puppy to use the bathroom? 50
a
million
dozen.
Times. It took me 12 hours to get home. And through this, we bonded and I became her person. At this point, I still don't want her, but I am now
her person.
Her person. It was by no choice. I became her person. And so now we have these 2 dogs that my husband promises that he's going to help train. I train the dogs. I do the feeding. I do the cleaning. I do the training. But he gets the privilege, like the good dad. Yes. The good dad that these are his dogs.
This is why my husband won't let me have a dog, because he knows this is what.
Don't
take care of him. I promise.
Fast forward a few years later, and my husband dies. So now I am stuck with these dogs. Of course, I have been living with them and raising them the entire time.
You are attached to them.
Yes, but now they are 100% mine. 100% mine. Now, am I going to get rid of them? Absolutely not. I do love them. Do I necessarily want a life with pets? Not really, because I like to travel and pets cause certain restrictions.
Right.
And then they're also big pets. And then one is a pit bull, you know, so it's boarding is an issue. Pet sitters is an issue, things like that. But luckily, my mom loves my dogs. They are her baby. And she makes them fat from treats and she takes care of them and she loves them and they love her way more than me. Because, you know, I feel like animals love the person who feeds them.
Oh, yeah.
That's how I feel.
I am a proud auntie to many of a dog that I dogs it for. And oh, let me tell you, there's a pair of one of my really good friends. Whenever I go to their house, they lose their minds when they see me. And her husband or kids will always say, they never act like that when we come home.
It's what different. Kind of treats are you giving them? You must be giving them real bacon.
Actually not. It's just, you know, when you're a dog sitter and it's just you and them, It's that same, like you said, with your long car trip, you just bond in a different way than when it's just your normal busy family life, you know?
Yes.
So I've spent weeks with them. So I am their auntie and they love me.
Aww,
they love their family
so
too.
Sweet.
But I get what you're saying with your mom. They know her. They know she's the treat lady and she's going to spoil them whenever they're with.
Yes.
So I think this is a good example of your husband's passing was not expected. It wasn't something you had planned for, obviously. You have these pets that, like you said, they were really more his in a way, but you took care of them. You're not going to get rid of them. They mean something to you. But I think this is a good example of something like this can happen to someone, to a family, to a couple. And then what happens to the pets? So I think this is definitely an important thing to talk about in terms of how do you plan ahead for something like that? And now for you, you have recently learned that your cancer metastasized. So your life plan is a little different now. So I'm sure you've thought of what if something happens to me, what happens to the dogs? I'm sure that's come through your head.
So, I'm really worried about what happens to the dogs. And here's the thing. Vegas is everyone's favorite. He's the cuddle bug. He's everyone's favorite. Caroline, the pit bull, she is scared of everyone. She barks at everyone. It takes her a long time to get used to someone, but when she does, she is very loving.
And those are the dogs, when they end up in a shelter, they just break down. And they're the ones that are hiding in the back of the kennel, or people see a pit bull and they just won't even, you know, entertain the idea. And that's when something like this happens and a dog ends up in a shelter, they don't understand what's happened. They've lived in a house their whole life. And I'm sure you maybe even saw it when you lost your husband that they probably grieved him. Like, where is he? Why isn't he coming home? You know, animals go through that too.
Vegas. So I have these videos of my husband from a Marco Polo app that we used to talk back and forth to each other. I can play his voice in Vegas. Still recognizes it. Caroline, not so much, but Vegas, if I play it, you can tell he recognizes Tom's voice.
Yeah. So I think it's something we have to think about with our pets. Not only if someone in your family, you know, with divorce, they lose a parent or there's a death, animals grieve. I've seen animals in shelters completely broken down because they've had parent for 10, 15 years down there in the scary place. And it's just so hard. And it's so hard to see him that way that you have to not only realize your pets are going to grieve, but you have to think about what happens if something happens to you. Who's going to take care of them?
Yeah. So for me, when something happens to me, both of my dogs will go to my mom. And then if something happens to my mom, then my son will have to take both of the dogs. I don't know that he would want to take both. He may only want to take one. So that might be something I have to discuss. But Vegas is going on 9 years old. So who knows? Maybe Vegas might pass away before I do. And that might not end up being an issue. But that is the way that I would like for it to go. And I would hope it would go. But luckily, I think I have plenty of family and friends that would be willing to take any of the dogs.
And that's great. And it's something you're aware of probably because you've experienced the loss and know you have to think about these things. So you're talking about it with people. But I think so many times people don't even think about it and life happens, just like with what happened with losing your husband. You didn't expect it. And when that happens, if you haven't talked about it or thought about it or talked to someone about it, and it's totally different than human kids, but they are your kids. They are your family. We're talking about this because we want listeners to think, who would take my cats or my dogs or my bird or whatever it is if something happened to me? Or even if, God forbid, you have to have surgery and you're in the hospital for a week. There are those situations that you want to make sure your pets are taken care of.
Yeah, absolutely. It's so important.
Oh my gosh, I'm going to have that image of the little pit bull puppy with the popsicle sticks on his leg in my head for a while.
Caroline is our clearance puppy. That's what we call her.
And as we say on this show, there's nothing better than a rescue dog. And unfortunately, a lot of the dogs from breeders who maybe have an issue end up in shelters. So we see that. And those dogs oftentimes are the very best dogs. We advocate for rescue here and adopting from shelters, but oh my gosh, I'm going to have that image in my head.
I'm going to see if I can find a picture.
Oh, yeah.
I might have a picture. Great.
Thank you, Rebecca, for sharing your story and talking openly about the importance of making plans for your pets because of your own experience and just what's gone on in your life and continues to happen, because it's important for people to hear this and just be aware. You want to make sure no matter what, your pets are taken care of.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, my friend, for being here and listening to this episode of the Story of My Pet podcast. I hope you were inspired and touched by this amazing pet story, and I hope you come back to listen to more episodes soon. Make sure you don't miss any new episodes by clicking subscribe wherever you are listening to this podcast right now. Want to help the podcast grow? Then hit rating and review wherever you are listening to this podcast. Every review helps get the podcast in front of more people and heard by more listeners so that the podcast can inspire more people to rescue, foster, and adopt animals in need today. Thank you so much for being here, and much love to you and your pets.